You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
CBS News and on the hour. The Civic presented Media by app. Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new evidence kids are still struggling to catch up at school post-pandemic. Correspondent Jim Krasula has our top story.
The analysis comes from a nonprofit research group that administers standardized testing. It found that the average student will need the equivalent of more than 4 months of schooling to catch up in reading and math. The study used data from 6.5 million students.
Tests were administered to third through eighth graders. President Biden is in Lithuania, where NATO allies began a two-day summit. The focus, the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is in Vilnius.
Protecting NATO's eastern flank from an increasingly unstable Russia is at the top of the agenda today.
Our pledge to be with you has not wavered.
And as Russia's assault on Ukraine enters its 17th month, leaders here say they'll unveil a long-awaited reform path today that Ukraine can take to someday join NATO itself.
Here at home, this week's storms in the Northeast have left large portions of Vermont underwater. CBS's Meg Oliver reports from Londonderry.
The most severe damage is about 20 minutes north of here in Ludlow. We tried for hours yesterday to access the town, but every road we went down was either blocked by debris or washed out by water. I talked to one business owner over the phone last night, Tony Caruso, who described the scene as complete devastation.
Downtown Montpelier's been closed as the Winooski River reaches its highest levels since 1927. More homes are expected to go the way of several others that have slid down a soggy canyon near Los Angeles. Deborah Forrester describes what happened to her house in Rolling Hills Estates.
There was just a minor crack that I could see from where I live in a parapet, and then later in the day it had split.
If you drive a Ford Escape, you'll be interested in a new warning from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's investigating 346,000 late model SUVs for a weld in the arm bracket assembly that can fail and allow the front door to swing open while you're driving. NHTSA reports 25 reports of minor injuries. While skin cancer is more common in white men, new research finds it's far more deadly in black men who may get it in unexpected places. Dr. Ashley Wysong at the University of Nebraska.
White and indigenous men were more likely to develop melanoma in the trunk region, whereas black, Asian, and Hispanic men were more likely to develop it in their lower extremities.
Those include fingernails and the bottoms of their feet. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. We'll know today if sales taxes will bring a much-needed infusion of cash into Milwaukee's bottom line. The Common Council votes today on whether to adopt the sales tax. State lawmakers and the governor put the matter to elected leaders as part of the shared revenue deal. The mayor's office says the 2% tax could generate about $190 million a year. 10 of the Common Council's 15 alders need to vote yes for it to pass. The Waukesha Parade killer is sentenced in an unrelated case. Daryl Brooks took a plea deal yesterday for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. He was originally charged with 3 felonies, accused of shooting at his nephew and his nephew's friend 3 years ago. Brooks is serving 6 consecutive life sentences for his attack on the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, I'm joined by Ms. Rhonda Cummings. She is a life coach, diversity consultant, director of a national nonprofit, amongst so many other things that if I was able to continue to run those things down, I don't think we'd have enough time to even begin a conversation. She's out of Atlanta. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's a wonderful, wonderful morning. It's even better to have you on the air.
Oh, I appreciate you allowing me to join you this morning. Yeah.
So let me, I want to begin by asking your thoughts on student loan debts. And you are a higher educated woman. And so what are your thoughts on this, the tremendous debts that people are faced with today?
Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Well, I think that anything that happens in our life starts with a decision. So when you decide to seek higher education and a collegiate life, it is imperative for us to have a plan in place. And that plan includes go or no go based on what you just mentioned. We do not want our students to go to college only to come out with massive debt, right? And so it is imperative for us to determine, first and foremost, we have a program that our parents launched, a nonprofit organization our parents launched 54 years ago, Earl, the Maconite Foundation. And their initial vision was to assist students because of students wanting to ensure that students attend college. We awarded scholarships to students. However, we've taken a step back today and saying every student may or may not desire to attend college. So their path and their purpose-driven path may not include initially a collegiate world, right? So let's find out the purpose-driven path for our students and not do a cattle call where we say everyone goes to college. And I am by no means not denouncing college life because I am a college-educated woman and I enjoy the college life, the experience life, the camaraderie, what I encountered, what I gained, what I learned, the experience, the whole nine yards. So, yes, I encourage everyone, if that's their path, right? So let's find out your purpose-driven path to determine if that's what you should be attending, which would avoid maybe some of the debt that our students are encountering. And then be creative as it relates to how do we encourage our students who do desire to attend college that may, you know, lack in funding or need an extra funds to help to assist them. There are several ways in which we can make that happen. It is, you know, there's foundations, there's, you know, scholarships, there's, you know, several ways in which we could avoid the debt. So a plan, a decision starts with a decision, a plan in place to determine how do we do this, how to make this happen.
So your thoughts, Black women who comprise 12.7% of the population, owe 23% of the student loan debt. Your thoughts?
Well, it goes back to the decision making, and it goes back to determining, you know, how can we avoid that? So we're in a different era. So that means that sometimes we have to identify where the gaps are and determine how do we avoid those gaps, like what you just, or those pitfalls, if you will, that you just described. And so we have to confirm that if we determine that that's the path that our students desire, then let's put a plan in place. It starts in elementary, middle, and high school. It starts very early in the game to determine to avoid that. But how do we remedy that now? We identify ways in which we can assist with removing that debt.
So a higher percentage of Black women, since, again, they only make up 12.7% of the population, but a higher percentage of them are in college than anyone. And so they accrue, again, this debt more so than anyone. Now, is it the fact that these, the planning of whether or not they should take out these loans is what's at the root of it? Or is it the fact that we live in a society that overprices the cost of college, that has clearly made it almost impossible for people to come out of college with degrees that don't pay them a reasonable amount of money to pay those debts back, and that maybe the way college is set up today needs to be restructured so many people don't wind up with degrees and yet not be able to even pay back the money that they borrowed to get that degree?
Mm-hmm. No, you're spot on as it relates to what you just described. So we do need to hit the reset button. I think the pandemic has helped us to hit the reset button, recalibrate and reposition. And so we need to identify the era and the time that we are in, again, based on the overpriced college, or, you know, that we discovered that the payback is little to no, and then restructuring of the college. But it goes back again, you know, knowing what you're going into, right? So it's important for us to determine, okay, what does this female decide to become? What does this male decide to become? The student in elementary, middle, high school. And so once you have that purpose-driven path, again, which our nonprofit organization has launched, we're preparing a path to determine if that student desires to attend college, or if that student desires to become an entrepreneur, franchise owner, you know, workforce, going into the trade, because we need all of that. So we do need to revisit and hit the reset button. Are we sharing? Are we telling our children to go to college just because we did? Are we telling our children to go to college just because that looks good, as opposed to identifying their purpose-driven path? That's what I believe we must visit now, versus, again, the cattle call concept, where everyone's going to college just because.
Well, the society still points people in that direction. And there's a reason that there's so many colleges and universities, because there's gold in them dar hills. There's money to be made in education, and so many different degree opportunities that exist that people wind up with degrees that are basically worthless on the open market, and yet they still owe all of this debt. So, you know, yes, this is something that people need to be educated on, but, you know, if there weren't so many universities and colleges available, they've all opened up because they know that there's an opportunity for them to make a profit. And then once they get people roped in, the question becomes, you know, they become slaves to the debt of these degrees that they have. And so is there something not only that the people must do, but that our government itself should look into as it relates to higher education?
I believe so. I think it's a collaborative effort. And what do I mean by that? That it's family foundation, the collegiate world, corporate America, and the government. Because ultimately, when the students graduate, they are either going to work in the private sector, the public sector, corporations, the whole nine yards. So we, again, it goes back to the plan. So if we have corporations with our program that we've launched, we're asking corporations and federal agencies and prime contractors to partner with our organization to ensure that they are a part of that path for the students, which means that there could be scholarships available. The corporations will assist, and from a financial perspective, the colleges from a financial perspective, the government from a financial perspective, that we literally all lean in to ensure success of our generational families. I think we're all leaning in because ultimately, again, they will work in those in those areas. And so with that, identifying those companies, the corporations, federal agencies, prime contractors, you know, state, county agencies to be a part of the preparation of the students. And our program will allow that to happen, where they adopt a school student and so forth. And in those areas, because here's the thing, Earl, and I'll let you share. Here's the thing. We want to ensure that there are diamonds in low economic areas. There are diamonds there. But that appears to be where the disconnect comes from a covering of a college, you know, tuition and things of that nature. So we want to ensure that every student has a chance to thrive and move into the space that they desire to move into. And if college is that space and that world and that purpose-driven path, we want them to be covered the entire time that they are on campus.
So let me do this, because before we go to a break, this is a text from a friend. I take a different point of view. Society benefits from education, from an educated society. Secondly, education should be affordable for anyone that is qualified and desires to attend. Lastly, education was and has been affordable to a group of people that benefited and are far ahead because of it. Minorities deserve free to minimum cost education. Got to go to a break. Your thought on the other side. 844-967-2789. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 79. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 59. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 72. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute on 540 AM WAUK.
Text us at that same number. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings. And let me go back again to this text message, and then we'll come to you, Jack. This is a text message from a friend. I take a different point of view. Society benefits from the educated society. Secondly, education should be affordable for anyone that is qualified and desires to attend. Lastly, education was and has been afforded to a group of people that benefited and are far ahead because of it. Minorities deserve freedom, minimum cost education. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Jack, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Well, first of all, Republicans for at least the last 40 or more years have systematically cut funding for higher education. And to the point where my son graduated from a UW system school, not Madison, but from one of the system schools, it cost him about $50,000 for a college education.
Wow.
Fortunately, he had parents that could afford to pay for that. But I can see how someone could easily graduate with, you know, $40,000-$50,000 in debt, even if they were working part-time and during the summers while they were going to school. But I am also going to say this. When Bernie Sanders ran for Congress, or excuse me, for a president, he put forth a plan free college for all who qualified. In other words, if your grades were good enough and you could get into certain schools. He estimated the cost of that program as $40 billion. The Republicans will scream and moan, we can't afford that. These are the same people, however, who in the last defense budget added over $40 billion to that budget of unrequested funding from the Pentagon. Now, I'm not against funding our troops appropriately, but if the Pentagon doesn't need it, it could certainly be used for something else, like, for instance, what I consider a national security issue, having an appropriately educated population.
Jack, I can't disagree with you at all, man. Thank you very much for the call. Ms. Cummings?
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. When you talk about the collective cause, and that's what I was sharing, that everyone should lean in as relates to, you know, society benefits. Yes, so that's why I was sharing that everyone should lean in and support those who are going to affect and affect society. And so that means that we have to get back to the basics. And what do I mean by that? That growing up, and we all leaned in and helped each other. And that goes back to my grandparents on both sides. They taught us, and great-grandparents, we're blessed to know them. They taught us the foundation of caring and helping each other that was from our bloodline and not from our bloodline. They would literally help neighbors. We have to get back to that and look and come outside of our doors to see who needs help, right? So in that era, they looked out for each other. Their modem was, let's take care of one another. We have to get back to that. So yes, society will benefit. So we should take a collective, you know, approach towards that. Yes, it should be affordable. I totally agree. Because we are having individuals, we're preparing them for a purpose-driven path that's going to affect society. So it goes back to that. That's going to affect the bottom line of corporations and federal agencies and prime contractors and state agencies and county and things of that nature. Let's all lean in and find out how we can have a part of our budget to support this initiative. Education has been affordable for various reasons that are, you know, known and unknown. But however, we have to move forward. We take a look at what was done in the past, like I just described, and we take a page from our past and see what is going to benefit us. If it does not benefit us, we should not be channeling our energy toward that. If it's going to benefit us and our next generation, the generations to come, let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Let's make it happen.
All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings. You can join us. We'll be right back.
WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Despite billions of dollars in federal aid, a new study finds elementary and middle school kids are still way behind post-COVID. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Most public school students in the U.S. need an additional 4 months of schooling in reading and math to catch up with what they lost during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky's just landed in Vilnius, where NATO allies have begun a two-day summit. President Biden spoke in Lithuania today.
I've heard me say, my American president heard me say many times, I still think that
that President Putin thinks the way he succeeds is to break NATO. Not going
to
do that.
Member nations are not expected to approve Zelensky's bid to join. In Vermont, parts of the state still underwater after a summer's worth of rain fell in less than 2 days. Kendra Rickerby lives in Ludlow.
Kind of a shocker. I got to admit, went to bed not realizing it would be this bad.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For WAUK, the Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There's a silent rally planned before tomorrow's Waukesha School Board meeting. Rally is in support of first grade teacher Melissa Temple, who got in trouble with school district officials for tweeting her concerns about the song Rainbow Land being removed from the higher elementary school spring concert. Superintendent Jim Siebert says Temple's tweet violated district policy. We'll know today if sales taxes will bring a much-needed infusion of cash into Milwaukee's bottom line. The Common Council votes today on whether to adopt the sales tax. State lawmakers and the governor put the matter to elected leaders as part of the shared state revenue deal. The mayor's office says the 2% tax could generate about $190 million a year. 10 of the Common Council's 15 alders need to vote yes for it to pass. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings from Atlanta. She's a life coach, diversity consultant, and director of, what's the name of the nonprofit again?
It is the Make a Night Foundation that our parents launched 54 years ago.
All right. So let's switch to the fact that right now drug overdose is the number one killer in the United States, and young people are dying like flies. They're being poisoned by fentanyl that is being inculcated into heroin and cocaine and all sorts of other drugs. Why so many Americans, you know, Americans have always been addicted to drugs. We've always been the number one nation as it relates to being addicted to drugs. But opioids now clearly have become a drug of choice, more so, I think, than even cocaine and those types of things. But why are so many Americans addicted to drugs?
It saddens me to even have this conversation, this topic at hand, right? And
yeah, but we must have it because it is the number one killer.
I know.
Right.
I know. No. I'm with you. I'm sharing, Earl, that it saddens me, but I everything rises and falls, in my opinion, on the family foundation. Again, when we have that community mindedness, right, where the community is looking out for one another. And if you see someone, because when we grew up, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, reside in Houston, also, you know, dabble in Atlanta area, but in Houston, we had a community that if they saw us doing something that we should not be doing, that they, you know, reprimanded us right there. And then they brought us the sheer, we came home and told our parents, Earl, we have to get back to caring for one another. The community has to rise up and care. And so that means that, and it also contributes to the pain that we are feeling. It goes back to our bloodline. It goes back to the baggage, the brokenness, the blendedness, and the bloodline we come from. And that means that if we are not addressing some of the areas that spill over into the next generation from a pain perspective, what was that? What do we battle with? What's the battle in the bloodline? If the battle in the bloodline is drug and alcohol, we have to address it. We have to cut it off, and we have to make sure that we are leaning in and seeing and noticing the difference in our children, in our children's friends, in our in our relatives. It's that. I know in my neighborhood, when the bus would pick up the kids for school, they came in front of my home, right? I saw the kids kind of pushing one of the little, you know, boys, younger boys around, right? I came out of my door and said, hey, what's going on? You guys okay? They knew that I cared enough to come out to ensure that that wasn't being done, right? If I saw a child again at the bus stop with no coat on, and I'm like, it's cold outside. So I made a call to the parents and said, did you know that, you know, he was down here at the bus stop, that he left the home without the coat? You know, we have to get back to caring and letting them know that they matter.
So the fentanyl epidemic is across racial lines. It is across economic lines. It is across whether or not someone has a college degree or no degree, and it clearly points to something that's going on inside of our nation with people who clearly feel defeated and who are looking to escape, because dealing with this nation as she is configured today. I'm 69 years of age, and I know that this is a much different society than it was when I was young. And certainly the families play a major role in it. But to be successful in America today is much more difficult than it was during my time as a young person. Why has it become more difficult for people to succeed, in your opinion, in this nation today than it was 30 years ago?
it goes back to caring. The blueprint has been painted, okay? That's my opinion, that we have to get back to looking around us and not just looking, in our family dynamic, because our children are going to be out in society and engage and encounter individuals. So we have to be stronger in their ear than society is, than the world is. That's going to let them know who they are, and that do not believe that you can escape, you know, and feel better and do better by taking drugs. You know, knowing who their friends are, knowing that you have to share and show them that they matter and they care. If they believe that they don't matter and nobody cares, then that's a trick of the enemy to get in, and because where the mind goes, the body follows, Earl. Who's in your head? Who's talking to you? Who's in your head?
Well,
what is being said to you?
So, you know, we've there's always been peer pressure. I think it clearly is more pressure today, clearly, than it was when I was a child. I'm not so old that I don't remember that, but the peer pressure that young people face today, a lot stronger. But we have candidates who are running for president who think the answer to all of this is bomb Mexico. And if we stop the supply, then we'll be able to, overcome the scourge of drugs. I mean, that can't be the answer. I mean, but we've got people who think it's as easy as that. Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, my thoughts are, I think that's a temporary solution to a ongoing problem. And so let's get to the root cause of it, right? Let's get to the root cause of it, which goes back to helping individuals understand the word no. No, thank you. I'm good. Okay. When someone offers them something that could just really devastate their life, right? So
you mean like Nancy Reagan's just say no?
Absolutely, right? And so what happens is again, you by you stating that means that there's nothing new under the sun. What's been done before will be done again. Which means that knowing what that potential could be, it is imperative for us to really lean in with our children, because they need to know. You can't live off of what you don't know. So let them know what's out there. It's just like we could all consider doing something wrong. It goes back to the decision making. If I decide to go out of my house and say, I'm going to go rob a bank. Okay, or anyone decides to go do that, or store, or do something wrong, or no one goes out of their home, hopefully thinking that is the solution to a temporary problem. But it goes back to the mindset. Who's in your ear? So, what is being said to you? We have to get back to the community, Earl.
So let me,
everyone has to be leaning in.
Let me ask you, what role does the church play in this, or does it have a role in it?
I was going to say that. The church plays a huge role, because we are teaching them, thus says the word. We are teaching them about nothing is impossible. We are teaching them about the word, right? So it is. I know, again, growing up, I thank God for my parents. I thank God for my parents, Earl, and my grandparents and great-grandparents, because they instilled in us, do right and right will follow. They instilled in us. They were community minded, right? And we lost our mom last year, so God rest her soul. And she was just this pillar of love and giving and community mindedness and just family oriented. Our father's still living. He's still the same. So what you're hearing from me is because our parents, we worshiped together as a family, and that's what was instilled in us. And so you're right. And to this day, even on social media, we are still connected to our family church members that we grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, right? So I'm a Midwestern girl. I understand what it's like living in Chicago, working a little bit in Wisconsin.
There are less people engaged, involved in church, mosque, synagogue, temple than there ever was. It doesn't have the prominence as it once had. Why?
Because it's not being shared in the home. It goes back. I'm telling you, my mindset, Earl, what everything rises and falls in that home. Our parents taught us and told us and showed us, you know, if we went out that Saturday evening, that meant that you're not going to sleep in.
But so did mine. I mean, that was the way things were, but we're so far removed from that. We're in a different reality, and we've got to figure out a way to reach people, you know.
Because we have to go back to it, Earl. There is certain things that is fundamental, right? There are certain fundamental things and foundational things in a family that must not be dismissed. It's just like baking a cake, okay? If I leave something out, it will not be a cake. If we leave out values, morals, and character, and in my eyes, character still counts. Morals, values, character, integrity, word, all of that still matters. If we water that down, if we make it feel like it doesn't matter, then it won't. But if you instill in them, and it's a circular communication, that's family, that's school, that's church, that's community, that if you're speaking and rowing in the same direction, the outcome will be different. That's the in my eyes, that's the missing ingredient, is that family foundation, that community, because the family dynamics have changed. We know that, and technology is out there.
Well, one in two marriages end in divorce. So the family that we grew up in, and you know, those that doesn't exist, and there are these families that are splintered, and so go ahead quickly.
Well, I'll give you an example of I just watched the story of Kevin, you know, the Durant. His mother was a single mom, but she instilled in them goals and values and morals, and she did a sacrifice. And what did he named her MVP. Let's get back to having us as MVPs. I don't care if I'm not trying to make light of that, because yes, you're right. But it goes back to, why did they get married, which caused them to be divorced? Because oftentimes that is that we chose a part, you know, someone we thought was going to be that, and not, you know, we didn't do our homework, right? Or we didn't check and see in the bloodline, if you will, right?
So
at the end of the day, I think that it goes back to that. Being able to the decision making. She decided to say, you're going to be great, and they are.
So Ms. Cummings, I want to thank you, and I'll get back to you soon. Thank you very much for the time. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 79. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 59. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 72. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
One child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, you know, so Donald Trump and even Calvin, you know, Ron DeSantis, their response to the fentanyl is bomb Mexico. I mean, listen, yes, none of us want to see the people dying of fentanyl poisoning. And yes, the cartels are at the root of it. But for heaven's sakes, bombing Mexico is not the answer. The fact that people in this country are so addicted to drugs, and we lead the entire world in our addiction to drugs. We make up 4% of the global population, but yet we are more addicted to drugs than any of the rest of the nations of the earth. That tells you something. Let's go to Bill. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man? You say what?
Oh, great. On fentanyl, do you realize a lot of the fentanyl coming over the border are from people coming from America?
Yes. 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 Yes.
It is not, you know, they always want a whipping boy. They always want, well, I'll give them a whipping boy. Who were the people that got us hooked on all painkillers and drugs?
The pharmaceutical companies, and one family in particular.
Exactly. I mean, Earl, God bless you. You know, you're the only sea of tranquility in a stormy water. But I always hearken back to this. Remember, you're talking about Donald Trump. Look at Donald Trump. When he showed up, 2 dozen sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, that's the best they've got. Give me a break, people. Now, if you want the perfect election where we would be excited about, no matter who won, it would be Chris Christie against Gavin Newsom. I'll tell you what, I would be excited that. No, I don't want Chris Christie, but if he won, I'd say let's give the man a chance.
You know what? There's no comparison. Chris Christie's a much brighter guy than Donald Trump. There's no question whatsoever. You know, but that doesn't matter, because people aren't supporting Donald Trump because he's a rocket scientist. You know, they're supporting him for some other, well, I don't like the guy, but his policies, you know, whatever that means.
He's a hater. He's a racist. And there's a certain amount of people in our country that are drawn to that. The rest of them are just scared beyond belief that the government is their problem. It isn't the government's the problem. We, the people, are the government. So then accept responsibility. If you're afraid of the government, change it the right way.
Bill, I agree with you. Thank you very much for the call. Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. Quickly, you say what?
Good morning, Earl. It all starts at the top with our top leadership. When you have the President of the United States allowing his crackhead son to do drugs in the White House, that's our leadership we have.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you know that Donald Trump Jr. was addicted to drugs?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, man, what are you talking about? Look it up.
He never said that.
He didn't. What do you mean he never said it?
You got a crackhead bringing drugs into the White House. That's their leadership.
There's nowhere that you can prove or say that Joe Biden's Hunter Biden was bringing drugs into the White House. Where did you read that?
There's drugs found in the White House. Where do you think it came from? It's pretty obvious.
It's obvious. Oh, man.
When you got the president's son showing pictures of his drug use, who do you think brought it in? I mean,
the last time I checked and what the FBI said, it's a spot where they can never figure out who brought the drugs in because there's so many different people who come through there, right? So you say in your mind Hunter Biden left the drugs there. But that's only in your mind, man. There's no factual evidence to back up what you just said.
Yeah, Earl, how come it's convenient our president of the United States hasn't mentioned anything about it? Not one word.
I can. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, you got the last of it, my friend.
Thank you, Earl. You sure can deflect, though, this president.
CJ, you're the deflector, right? You're the guy who changed it. My conversation was on Trump. You changed the conversation, or attempted to, so the deflector is you.
Do you care that this president possibly is bought and paid for by China? Do you care, Earl?
Hey, listen, man. I said, do you care that your candidate for the Republican nomination for president of the United States, CJ, is facing I don't know how many criminal counts. Does that matter to you?
A whistleblower says the President Biden had took $5 million and his son got $5 million from the Communist Party.
Okay, let me say this to you, CJ. Yeah, I care. Now, do you care about all the different things that Donald Trump is facing?
Who's the president right now, Earl? Who's the president right now? You can deflect like better than the changing winds.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. If you will, go on the Civic Media site for our blood donation challenge. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. Really appreciate it. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.